Snipers, you have to see what's happening to the Bitcoin price right now, as this is an extremely important update, as the narrative is starting to shift in the favor of the bulls, with the Feds receiving pressure from the United Nations and the International Monetary Fund to halt interest rate hikes. Check this out, snipers. Right now, the S&P 500 is bouncing off of its 200-week moving average. And for those that understand the significance of the 200-week moving average, this has served as a bottom countless times in many different assets across the board, including Bitcoin. But this bounce in the S&P 500 isn't that important compared to what I'm about to show you right now, snipers. Smash the like button for the YouTube algorithm for this four-dimensional update. Look at this Bitcoin against SPY chart. This is the most important chart right now that nobody is watching. And I'm going to talk about exactly why. We have this descending triangle, but we are currently testing this resistance. If we can break this resistance, which has been an ongoing pattern of lower highs, if we can break this ongoing pattern of lower highs to form a higher high, that is the first sign of a major move coming for Bitcoin, which means that Bitcoin could potentially start to outperform the S&P 500. Let's dive straight into the Bitcoin chart right now to talk about what's happening in the immediate short term. But that is extremely important, snipers. I want you to understand how important it is right now that Bitcoin against the S&P 500 breaks out of this long-standing downtrend of lower highs. That would mark the first time that Bitcoin is potentially going to start decoupling away from the S&P 500, which could lead to immense amounts of upside. By the way, with this move above 20,000 that we saw over the last 24 hours, we saw quite a bit of short liquidations, but it was only the third largest amount of liquidations over the last 2 weeks. So nothing significant just yet. If we're going to see a real move to the upside, that has yet to come because we haven't really seen major short liquidation. So the short squeeze has not happened just yet. And you can clearly see that reflected on the charts, because look at this amount of room that Bitcoin has to the upside. Now that it's above 19,800, we have open space here to potentially test 24,300, which right now, as long as Bitcoin is above 19,800, 24,300 is the most important resistance level for Bitcoin in the immediate short term. Why is that significant? Well, if we go to 24,300, like we've already done in the past inside this consolidation, guess what, snipers? That would put us above the 20-week moving average for the first time. And that's why it is critical right now to monitor the Bitcoin against SPY chart, because if we get above this 20-week moving average, the first sign of that is going to come from Bitcoin outperforming the S&P 500. Now, the S&P 500 is significant, but not as significant as the Bitcoin against SPY pairing. The significance of the S&P 500 is that it tested its 200-week moving average. And in the past, you can clearly see the 200-week moving average has served as bottoms. You can see in March of 2020, every weekly candle that served as a bottom for Bitcoin was attached to that 200-week moving average. And a better depiction of this is actually just looking at Bitcoin in general. If we look at Bitcoin, what you'll notice here on this Coinbase chart is that the bottom in March of 2020 was the 200-week moving average. So did the S&P 500 bottom out? Is the narrative starting to shift? Are we going to be seeing a major short squeeze? Let's look at some four-dimensional revolving parts, but just remember, above 19,800, the door is open to 24,300. The DXY continuing to reject this multi-year resistance level, heading towards its next level of support here at the 50-day moving average, where we have bounced twice already. We want to monitor 108 for the DXY to see if we get a breakdown there. That could be the early signs of this breakout as well. But it's quite clear that we are rejecting this major resistance exactly as we predicted here in the Snipers channel. Look how much confluence there was here for the DXY to find resistance at 114. That's exactly what's happening on the charts right now. Quickly, snipers, Ethereum. Right now, we've yet to get above 1440, which is the current goal for the bulls. To get above 1440 would be significant. That's the 2018 previous all-time high, the equivalent of 19,800 for Bitcoin. The door opens up to 1760 if we can get above 1440. What really matters here is the fact that the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart has held above 65,000 satoshis, which has been quite significant over the last few weeks. And so other than that, in terms of four-dimensional revolving parts, Twitter was up over 20% today after Elon Musk confirmed that he was going to follow through with his Twitter purchase at $54.20 per share. And that's why Twitter went up over 20%. And then we had green across the board. We're hearing a lot of actually bullish news here for Bitcoin. One thing I heard was that the Shopify CEO has been buying over $300,000 worth of Coinbase shares every single week since the start of August. And so there are certainly some bulls out there hoping that this could potentially be a short-term bottom, and that could be the case, snipers. Let's see. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments below, but the main point of this update, snipers, is the four-dimensional revolving part of the S&P 500 against Bitcoin, the Bitcoin against SPY chart. That's the earliest confirmation of a potential major breakout. If we can break those lower highs in that trend, then that could be all Bitcoin needs to start to push up above its 20-week moving average. Let's continue to monitor the charts. Let's hope this is not just another bull trap. At some point or another, we're going to see a major short squeeze. The narrative is starting to shift with the Feds having mounting pressure to stop raising interest rates, and other central banks are getting that same exact message from the International Monetary Fund and the United Nations. So let's see what happens, snipers. Interesting week to come. Only the start of the week. It's only Tuesday. So let's see what happens, snipers. Until next time, I will see you guys later. Snipers out.